Yesterday actually marked the 2 decades since we first met our favorite Central Perk, Gan. As a way to celebrate the 20th premier anniversary of Friends, America cable TV TBS is throwing a 20-episode marathon. For the Chinese, the influence of the sitcom is similarly strong or even stronger, considering it's many people's most important source of English learning materials for a very long time. Could this be more perfect?
Not Chandler enough.
I know.
Could this be more perfect?
Good. Yeah, your way is better. 在老友记开播20周年之际 ,TBS 电视台连续播放了20集粉丝投票最高的剧集表示庆祝。对于广大的英语爱好者来说，老友记也是最受欢迎的教材之一。那么你最喜欢老友记的哪一个场景或者是人物呢？欢迎与我们互动，我们的微信号是 EZFM Roundtable. Okay, so first of all, let me try this again. Could there be a better opportunity to listen to the theme song? No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke. Yeah, and that's the theme song by the Rembrandt. It's the Rembrandt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I can't... okay, I'm first going to ask, do you still remember the first time you watched this? I mean, how did you begin to watch it?
Probably late last century.
Yeah.
It sounds like so... way in the past, but that's probably true. Yeah, yeah.
Before this show was finished, it was wrapped up, or after it was wrapped up?
Definitely before it was wrapped up, because when I was studying in the States, this show is still was still ongoing, and then I watched probably the latter seasons on TV.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's great. So, John,
I don't know. I have no idea when I first started watching. You have to remember, it started in 1994, so I was probably 8 or 9 years old at that time.
Yeah.
I probably didn't watch it then, but I assume that I must have watched it at some point, maybe in middle school or high school, but I have no idea when the first time I ever watched it was.
Yeah. I think my time of starting watching it was probably similar with Liu Yan, but at the time I just started working at CRI, and some of my colleagues was watching it, and we were all like, wow, what was that? And then everybody started to watch it, but I think at the time it was at least the 8th or 9th season already, so that was when I started. But you know, I guess my first question is, it influenced so many Chinese people and people around the world. I do have American friends and people from European countries saying that it's their all-time favorite as well, but do you think it's just a sitcom, or is it far more than that for you?
I think for those who are not fans of the show, it's just a sitcom. But for most people who have been using this show as a source of learning English material, and also who have going through ups and downs watching this show, it's definitely more than just a sitcom. It's also part of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny too, because I mean, even the creators, David Crane and Martha Kaufman, they said that it was just a sitcom. I mean, like they never thought it was going to be this successful or this popular or anything like that. But I think that really, I mean, it has to do with the writing and the acting, right? I mean, so we can say that, you know, a lot of people connected with English learning, but at the same time, even back then, you had other material that was available. Certainly, you know, Friends wasn't the only one. It became popular worldwide for a reason. You know, characters that were relatable. Someone could, you know, you could see a bit of yourself in almost every single one of them, I think. And so then of course, you can kind of relate to their ups and downs and what they're going through, and also just the silly situations that they got themselves into.
Yeah, I think that was the most important reason, that those were the common people. Like, they're not perfect, and all of them have some things that we like and some things that we hate in them. And we can also find something in ourselves in them. Liu Yan, you just said that you can find something you can relate to in Monica.
Yes, you're putting me on the spot here.
Yes.
Which is not a very good thing, because we all know that Monica is a little bit obsessive when it comes to minor details, like a certain mat has to go somewhere, a certain cup has to be placed, and her towels have to be categorized into, you know, fancy use, guest use, that kind of thing. I can understand that, because to some extent I'm also obsessed like that. I have OCD to a little bit extent, but not that severely.
Yeah, but you're not a control freak.
Well, to some extent.
To some extent?
I am.
And are you a study-holic? Well, the same as Monica?
It also depends on what specific thing we're talking about. I can be. So that's why I think John really hit the nail on the head. You know, because we do see every character, maybe they have flaws. They have also attractive points. We see a little bit of everyone in our, we see a little bit ourselves in everyone. That's why we relate to all the characters. And also, I think one of the huge reasons why this show is so popular is the undeniable chemistry between the main cast. Mm. Because I have seen numerous interviews where each and everyone admitted that, you know, off camera, they are true friends as well. And that rarely happens.
Exactly.
When it comes to TV shows.
Yeah, there have been other TV shows where you hear side reports of one cast and another cast not getting along or even fighting on the
or
scene.
Even
or
even hating, simply hating each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. Yeah. That didn't happen in Friends, and it seems that everyone were friends with each other. And also, I think from a language learning point of view, this was a pretty good materials because, you know, the cast in the episode, they didn't speak too fast nor too slowly. They speak pretty short sentences, and but there are some parts that are cultural and context related, but most of the stuff were not that hard to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny too, because I mean, if people ask me, especially in China, you know, they ask me, so what do you think of Friends? Usually I'll say, well, I don't really like it very much. And they're like, what? What do you mean you don't like it? No, I don't tell them, you know. No, I'm actually a bigger fan of Seinfeld, which is funny, actually, because both programs were on NBC at around the same time.
Right.
I can't remember quite what the run is of Seinfeld. It started a little bit earlier.
Yeah, Seinfeld was older,
Than Friends. But I mean, and so, like, then I was just surprised that no one in China had heard of Seinfeld. But then when you think about it, it does make a bit of sense, I think. Because the humor in Seinfeld, I think it's easier for Americans to kind of understand, especially like if you've had experience living in like a bigger city, like in a place like New York where it does take place. Also, it's not exactly a very positive show. it's all about these people who, you know, really aren't very happy.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're always complaining about something or other. But that's kind of what I liked about it, because to me, that's a bit more, it's a bit more truthful almost, you know, because people, there's always something to complain about. And always made me feel better about my life, because my life isn't that bad. I don't have that much to complain about. I don't make a big deal out of everything. But it's always fun to you know, watch these three or four people do that.
I don't know whether it's about the 正能量, the lack of 正能量 in Seinfeld.
Also, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, the
positive
energy.
Oh. So-called. Okay.
Yeah, so-called in them. But yeah, I've always found the show to be a little bit morbid to watch and also a bit harder to understand than
Friends.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah, you need to know a lot more about American society in order to understand that.
That's very true, because Seinfeld has always been dubbed as a show about nothing.
It is.
So yeah, if it's a show about nothing, you have to understand everything to truly appreciate the nothing.
But that's kind of what I liked about it, because Larry David, one of the co-creators and main writers of the show, he went on to do a show called Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's very, very similar in a certain sense, but really it's just about really uncomfortable situations. And you know, like the Ricky Gervais with The Office, he did something very similar as well. And so it's just, I guess it just depends on the type of comedy that you like. I mean, do you like kind of easy comedy, or do you like comedy that's a bit harder to understand?
Yeah, that's true. Also, we've asked our listeners on Weibo and WeChat to what you think are the things or the character that impressed you the most. And we've got lots of comments. Let me read some of them. For example, Fei Fei, a lucky May, says, when Monica proposed to Chandler in the candlelit room, and also when Phoebe had the triplets, and also the last scene when everybody was together in the apartment. And those were some of the touching moments. And 家门口的杨树说, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Yeah, okay, you should do a better impersonation.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Yeah, that's good. And we were on a break.
Yeah, that's that's very famous.
There was a lot. And also, Qing Feng Xiao says, when Monica was having a cold and pretended she, you know, still played very strong. And she said with really nasal voice, I'm fine. And Ross said, when you put a D after fine, you're not fine.
That one. And also, I really personally really like the fat Monica. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. When Monica said the camera adds 10 pounds and Chandler said, how many cameras were on you?
Yeah. Yeah. And camera F 10 pounds also became my slogan for a very long period of time. Because, you know, I was trying really hard to lose weight.
Yeah.
So I always say, oh, camera F 10 pounds.
Weren't you afraid that someone would give you the next sentence that Chandler just said?
Yes, a little bit. So I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm. And also Elmer in IC said she also remembered we were on a break as the one. And she remembered when she watched the scene when Ross cheated on Rachel. She didn't watch the show for several months because she just detested Ross for a long time. And also she remembered when Phoebe couldn't accept the fact that the Christmas tree of last year were cut and, you know, were chopped. And then everybody bought all the old Christmas trees for the Christmas. That was also, you know, one of the scenes that impressed her the most. And
speaking of Phoebe, I always liked her very much because she's a very quirky character. And her rendition of Smelly Cat is just... You know, perfect.
That's true. Oh, are you going to do it?
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Iglo Liglo says, morning's here. Oh, okay. I can do it. Sorry. I'm just... But do you remember that one?
Yes.
There's the morning song from the next door neighbor and Joey loved it, but Rachel hated it. Right, that was it. Okay, but before we go to more listeners' comments, let's first to a medley that I handpicked and edited myself. It's one of my
favorite scenes,
yes.
I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
We were on a break.
Ross, this is Dr. McNeely from the Fake Accent University. We'd like you to come on board with us full time.
Please, could she be more out of my league?
Could I be more sorry?
Could we be more white trash?
It has something to do with transponding.
How you doing?
Fine, judge all you want to, but married a lesbian, left a man at the altar, fell in love with a gay ice dancer, threw a girl's wooden leg in the fire, live in a box!
Well, that's not all of my favorite scenes, but it's some of my favorite scenes.
I remember that one vividly. Season 4, episode 12, when they were betting on that apartment. So that's when Rachel came up with this word, transponster.
Yeah, transponster.
That's not even a word.
So the apartment changing episode. Yeah, that was my favorite. And also, I remember a scene quite vividly when Rachel was helping Ross move the sofa, and Ross kept saying, Pivot. I remember that word because I used to be editor of a school newspaper, which was called Pivot. And I always thought that this was sort of a rarely used word. But then hearing Ross say it, you know, sort of reinforces this thing. Because Ross always uses, you know, uncommon words and really dense words. So that was one of the things. And let me now go to some of our listeners who crazily all rushing to send in their comments about it. Okay, so Marty says, Ross the divorcer. And Yuer here says, yes, my favorite part is the one where Chandler says, and I just want $1 million. Yeah, that one was pretty cool too. So
I'm kind of surprised that no one mentioned Gunther. I think he is also a very important part of the show.
Uh-huh.
And one of my all-time favorite scenes is, you know, how he always had this obsession with Rachel.
Mm.
And then there was finally this one episode. Rachel said, oh, I love you too, but probably not the same way.
Because
she always assumed that he's gay.
Yeah. And talking about gay, so there was another scene where Rachel did a crossword puzzle or something all by herself, and she's happy, and she said, oh, and there's nobody for me to hug. And then Gunther heard it and ran out to hug her and got tripped by something and fell over. So, you know, a lot of these interesting facts and scenes. And Glenn GZ, I don't know whether it stands for Guangzhou, says, my favorite role is Phoebe's self-composed song, Smelly Cat. It sounds really horrible, but always made me burst into laughter.
I would say it's not horrible. Smelly song. Cat is like the only thing that I can really, you know, remember from Friends. Again, because I was never a huge fan, but I think I saw that episode, and like whenever you say that, I can hear the music in my head already.
Yeah, sing it.
No.
No, nobody is singing it. I'm not singing it.
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
What
are they feeding you?
Yeah. And also, he or she continues to say, and she felt she's so connected to her grandmother, and her ghost is blessing her all the time around her. And Phoebe's character, I have to say, is the most difficult to play because, and sometimes to be jumpy minded or sort of psychopathic anyway, so but it's the spotlight of the show.
And also when she runs, she looks horrible.
Yeah, she looks horrible when she runs. And Phoebe, I think Phoebe for me, she at the beginning she was not my favorite. It was Rachel, who is beautiful and funny, but Phoebe has becoming more and more of a lovable character if you mm-hmm. you know, watch into it.
And also she has a really happy ending. She ended up with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's pretty famous, I think.
I like Paul Rudd.
And Annie says, Rachel, definitely Rachel. Because don't you think Jennifer's smile is so charming?
See, that's the thing. I mean, I remember, you know, when Friends was really popular back in the U.S. Again, I must have been in middle school or high school. And I remember, like, all the guys were you know, thought that she was really good looking. Oh, she's so hot. And I was like, I've never seen it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with me, but
yeah.
I just never found her all that pretty.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I don't find her all that hot either. And also, by the way, when this show first started airing in the United States, she was not the biggest star. Monica was.
Yeah, Courtney Cox.
Yeah, Courtney Cox, because she was in Family Ties, which was also a really big show.
Mm-hmm. But weirdly enough, she is the only actress that didn't get nominated for an Emmys for Friends, which was weird because I think she played Monica really, really well.
I agree, so yeah. I guess.
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow and Jennifer Aniston both got nominated.
Won.
Both
and
won.
And also won. Yeah,
and she's the one that
the
never
guys
won.
Got nominated, but not a single one of them won.
Yeah, and keeping a little bit of reading this, Blackie says, when Monica proposed, when the boys and girls change rooms, hey, it's the same as your pick. And when Ross pronounced the wrong bride's name, and full of memories and things like that.
Mm-hmm. No, before we move on, I do want to just go ahead and mention and let our listeners know that there is another TV show that is airing, I believe, on Showtime from the creators of Friends, and it does actually feature Matt LeBlanc, and it's pretty funny. The premise is actually really interesting because it's two British screenwriters of a sitcom back in the UK were brought to LA to basically do a US adaptation of the UK sitcom.
And then, Matt LeBlanc plays himself.
Exactly. Yeah. He plays himself. And it's just kind of funny the whole way he gets involved, because the executive producer, basically the guy who's paying them, says, you know, I really love to get your show over and blah, blah, blah. And then one of his assistants says, yeah, they were thinking about Matt LeBlanc. And they're like, what? Matt LeBlanc? That makes no sense whatsoever. And so it just kind of keeps going from there.
Yeah. Oh. This show is called Episodes. I freaking love it.
So it's better than Joey, the other one where he played Joey.
It's definitely better than Joey. Mm. Plus, Joey got canceled. This show is still ongoing.
That's interesting. So for all of you Friends fans, if you want to catch a glimpse of what Joey Tribbiani is like right now, you can watch that.